This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us this dua: Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wa-la'afafa wa-al-ghina. It translates as, O Allah, I ask you, I beg you for guidance, for God consciousness, the fear of Allah, for chastity, and for contentment and satisfaction. Now, this is such a powerful recipe for success that the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Huda is hidayah, guidance. Guidance is the path. It's the port in the storm, how we can find our way to what is right and what is correct, no matter what else is going on around us. At-tuqa. Tuqa refers to the fear of Allah, God consciousness, the cognizance and mindfulness of Allah. And that is, once we found the path, then how can we not stray from that path when distractions and things are pulling us to the side? That we need to have taqwa. At-tuqa, so that we can avoid the pitfalls and the dangers that might be on the sides of that path. The third thing is al-afaf, chastity, because one of the most dangerous temptations and one of the most dangerous traps of this world and shaitan and our nafs is lust and desire. So the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afaf, for chastity, so that we never become compromised in walking this path, the straight and the narrow, while avoiding all the distractions. And then the fourth thing is al-ghina, because unfortunately, the human being is a very finicky creature. The human being gets bored very easily. So we might get bored, and then we might no longer be satisfied with what we have. And then that could cause us to stray. So we say, oh Allah, give us ghina, contentment and satisfaction. I am pleased with your decree, my Lord. And so this is such a powerful dua and a recipe for success. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wa-la'afafa wa-al-ghina. So as we said in the introduction of this series, learn this dua, this supplication, understand the meaning of it, memorize it, utilize it in your du'as and supplications. And when you make those du'as and supplications, may Allah accept all of our du'as. Please remember our brothers and sisters all around the world, especially in Gaza and Palestine, in your du'as. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.